Common Sense Radio is on the air. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I received this press release of sorts yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's potentially important. And this comes from the militias of Michigan, of which there are several. All right, a couple of dozen or something like that. Militias in Michigan, and they're outlining a concern that they have about a group coming in from out of state that could be here to just create problems that could create a big backlash for them. This is the press release. We, the militias of Michigan, firmly believe in our Bill of Rights and our First Amendment freedom of speech, but the freedom to speak whatever you wish comes with a great responsibility and potential consequences. It has come to our attention that a group called BAIR, the Bureau of American Islamic Relations, under the direction of David Wright, a.k.a. David Barr, and a film crew with out-of-state supporters are coming to the city of Dearborn, Michigan on Saturday, June 8th, 2019. Their intention is to approach the local mosque and Islamic community using Michigan's open carry laws while they protest and attempt to interview the local community. We, the militias of Michigan, having looked at the BAIR rally Facebook page and inquiries made, suspect their intentions are to stir up the local community, potentially to the point of causing a confrontation and to promote division among the citizens of Michigan, and this we stand firmly against. We, the militias of Michigan, also firmly believe in our First Amendment freedom of religion and support the peaceful community of Dearborn, Michigan's Islamic citizens to practice their beliefs as we do all other religious beliefs. We, the militias of Michigan, fully and unanimously agree on the condemnation of the Bear Rally in Dearborn, Michigan, David Wright III, a.k.a. David Bear, and their out-of-state supporters as not being in the best interests of the citizens of Dearborn or the state of Michigan. We encourage all citizens to avoid this event and show no support for its intentions. And then it lists a whole slew of Michigan militia groups, Michigan Militia Corps, Wolverine, Southeast Michigan Volunteer Militia, Michigan Home Guard, Michigan Liberty Militia, and the list goes on. And I give the group credit for tipping their hat and saying, wait a second, these people are coming from out of state. They're trying to provoke some sort of a confrontation between the Islamic community and people that don't even live here in an effort to maybe get coverage on television and radio and news and so forth. And then blame it, of course, on militia groups in Michigan who historically have not gotten very favorable coverage. Some deserve, some not. There you go. I wanted to share this bite with you one more time. If you missed it earlier, you just have to hear this because sometimes when I hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speak, I am just, well, I'm taken aback at just how ignorant she really is on so many topics. I mean, I was watching this selfie video she made where she calls out cauliflower. Yes, the vegetable. Yes. As an example of colonialism that should be stamped out, and I'm serious. Promoting urban gardening, which is fine, she just goes into full-on stupid. I mean, seriously, you have to hear this. It's a clip from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Bite one, go.
When you really think about it, when someone says that it's too hard to do a green space that grows yucca instead of, I don't know, cauliflower or something, what you're doing is that you're taking a colonial approach to environmentalism. And that is why a lot of communities of color get resistant to certain environmentalist movements, because they come with a colonial lens on them.
Uh-huh.
And it should be no surprise that that sometimes a lot of these projects don't work out occasionally, because our communities are naturally in tune to live in an environmentally conscious way. You know, a lot of us are one or two generations removed from living off the land.
Really? You lived in an upscale suburb of New York. Is that just so close to living off the land? The same woman that thought it was a miracle that food grew from dirt. By the way, colonialism, the policy or practice of acquiring full or partial political control over another country, occupying it with settlers, and exploiting it economically. Apparently, cauliflower, just so you understand, the growing of cauliflower is racist. And therefore, it offends people of color because it is a bigoted vegetable. I mean, after all, it is white, after all, is cauliflower. So and if you can't see that, you're an idiot. If you can't see that cauliflower is white and it's part of white privilege, you're repressive. Oh, good Lord. And these people wonder why they're not taken seriously. Yeah, cauliflower instead of yuca, or whatever. I mean, growing vegetables is now somehow colonialism. Can I get a list of the approved vegetables for growth and consumption? It's just so stupid, isn't it? It's just so utterly, utterly stupid. Any rate, more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years, and sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan, and it's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. And wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Now, I'm going to want to. I like what I do. Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken the steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.